Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus. First District Congressman James Comer says negotiating the 2018 Farm Bill will be tough. Congressman Comer, who previously served as State Agriculture Commissioner, will play a key role in the negotiation as a member of the House Agriculture Committee.
Well, the most important part of the Farm Bill for the farmers is obviously crop insurance. As I've said many times, there's not a private insurance company big enough to cover the potential losses due to a drought or flooding. So you have to have some type of government involvement in crop insurance. And that's what the Farm Bill does, is provides for crop insurance, among so many other things.
Comer says agriculture will be subject to some potential budget cuts.
I think you're going to see a pretty big cut to the USDA budget, which isn't in the Farm Bill, but that's what pays for the farm service agencies and operating expenses for the federal agencies. I think you're going to see a cut there, as you are with every other federal agency.
The congressman says protecting one of Kentucky's vital cash crops will be a priority.
There are crops that are always hard to provide insurance coverage for. There are crops that are always that have certain types of subsidies, and I'm talking about things like sugar and peanuts and cotton. And I hope we can keep tobacco out of there, but that's always one we have to worry about that are probably going to be on the chopping block. And I'm going to do everything I can to protect tobacco.
We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Congressman Comer notes there are other programs that could be targeted for cuts.
Funding for research at the land-grant schools will be on the chopping block, and also a lot of the environmental cost-share programs, the EQIP, the WHIP, those types of programs that a lot of farmers have applied for and gotten funded over the last years.
Comer adds his background as a farmer from Monroe County will be a benefit for Kentucky.
I'm the only farmer in the freshman class out of 54, and there are only 9 farmers out of 435 members of Congress. You know, there's some that grew up on a farm, but as far as that actually farmed in their adult life and own a farm, there are 9 of us.
That wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts for Mike Feldhaus.